Thank you for requesting this taped lecture titled The Healing Miracle of Green Food. I believe that once you have heard what's contained on this tape, you will have enough knowledge to experience a healing miracle of your own within your own body. I made this tape because people tell me that they're concerned about their future and the future of the people they love. People are waking up to the grim reality that unless they make immediate dietary changes, they're destined to suffer from cancer, heart disease, emphysema, or any number of major medical problems. But most of all, I made this tape because I want to alert you about an impending crisis that will profoundly affect your future. You see, I believe we are in the second generation of a five-generational erosion of our ability to survive as a species. In fact, the indicators are so clear that if we were a frog, or if we were a lizard, if we were a butterfly, we would have been put on a protected species list already. Because as we speak, 30% of marriage-age children are incapable of bearing their own children. They're incapable of perpetuating our species. I believe that modern lifestyles have conspired to create an environment that fosters disease and almost guarantees that 80% of Americans will suffer terrible, painful, and unnecessary deaths. You see, people are confused. They don't know what to do to help themselves. People are tired of the conflicting expert opinions, the latest reports on super medicines or super supplements. I believe that it's our birthright to live long, healthful lives free of disease and suffering. And I believe with the inclusion of living green food in the daily diet, we could unleash a powerful healing miracle unmatched by any modern medicine or combination of nutritional supplements. Two simple facts that you must know, that everybody knows, is that you cannot be healthy without a balanced diet. And you cannot have a balanced diet without the inclusion of deep, green, leafy vegetables in your daily life. It is so obvious, yet people refuse to act to correct it. A living food is a food that is uncooked, that is non-pasteurized, that is minimally processed, that contains an enzyme complex capable of digesting itself and contributing excess enzymes to relieve stress. Remember, a living food is a food that has enzymes, that is uncooked and non-pasteurized. Now, green foods are foods that contain chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is green plant pigment, quite possibly the most powerful element that exists in the universe. In fact, chlorophyll is one of the most intensely researched elements in history and has been used in the treatment of everything from periodontal disease, diabetes and low iron, to open wounds, ulcers, and body odor. Today, foods that contain chlorophyll are gaining wide acclaim as disease preventors. In fact, a consensus of authority agrees that green foods contain phytonutrients in combinations that are so unique that without them, the human body suffers death by disease. Today, leading medical authorities, dietitians, nutritionists, every known expert in the medical fields recommends that we consume 3 to 5 servings of deep green leafy vegetables a day. Not a vitamin or a medicine, green leafy vegetables, green food. In fact, these nutrients, these phytonutrients that are found in deep green leafy vegetables are so powerful. They are so synergistic that no combination of synthetic medicines or supplements could ever match their healing or rejuvenative power. You see, medicine is crisis management. It is symptom suppression. One thing we must realize is that disease incubates. Disease does not manifest itself over a short period of time. Disease takes months, years, and decades in which it incubates, in which it becomes more and more powerful. and it is our responsibility to interrupt the incubation cycles that lead to disease. When I was a child, I remember we had a chicken coop. And when I was very young, I went out and I saw an egg, and I told my father that I had found a rock. And he told me that it wasn't a rock and I needed to leave it alone. But being curious and being a child, I went every day into the coop and I saw that it still was a rock. And every day I reported to him that, in fact, I was right and he was wrong. But wouldn't you know it, after the incubation cycle had been completed, the chicken broke out of its shell. When that chicken hatched, it was a living, breathing thing that needed to be fed, and it did not look anything like that inanimate object that I thought was a rock. Well, that egg represents the incubation of disease. And while we may look in the mirror every day and not see a change, while we may feel and look healthy, at one point after the incubation cycle is complete, disease will manifest itself like that chicken. It will bust out of its shell and it will demand to be fed. And what it feeds on is us. So disease incubates. Even supplements are only fine-tuning. It's almost like fine-tuning your television set. Eating proper foods is like being on the right channel. And if you're on the right channel and the picture's fuzzy, then you need to fine-tune. That's what supplements are for. But you wouldn't even think about using the fine-tune buttons if you weren't on the right channel. So we have to eat right. We need to balance our diets, to eat properly, and only through doing so will we reveal any remaining symptoms that will need to be addressed. Now, when we talk about green foods, you have to understand that green food contains certain phytonutrients. Phytochemical is nothing more than a plant that has an element, and that element has been identified as carrying out or instigating a beneficial function within the body. The five elements that are contained in green foods are not typically found in other foods. In fact, these five elements are responsible for balancing the effect of all other food within our physiology. So when we talk about a balanced diet, when we talk about eating right, this is absolutely impossible without including on a daily basis green pigmented foods, what we call green foods. And the five specific elements that are contained in green food that are not found in any other food are chlorophyll, which oxygenates the body, enzymes, which rejuvenate and are responsible for virtually every chemical reaction at the cellular level, trace minerals, the ability to alkalize, to neutralize acids, to balance the pH, and the introduction of lightweight polypeptides that enhance the immune system, increases reproductive function, and are the building blocks for lean connective tissue, which increase the strength of our skeletal system, of our muscular system, and thus make us less susceptible to the stresses that life put on our bodies. Now, chlorophyll is quite possibly the most intriguing miracle of nature. In fact, the chemical reactions initiated by chlorophyll, photosynthesis, is so complex that it is not yet understood by science. It is more complex than the chemical reaction that leads to fusion or fission. Without green food, there would be no life on Earth, because green food, the chlorophyll in plants, literally makes the atmosphere, creates the oxygen that is necessary for us to breathe. Chlorophyll creates the food that is the basis of the food chain. Chlorophyll creates ozone, which protects all life on Earth from ultraviolet light. Chlorophyll is our only key, it is our only link in a solar system capable of taking the energy from the sun and distributing it in the form of life-giving oxygen, protein, sugar, virtually the food that fuels life on Earth. As we know, form follows function. Because of the nearly identical chemical structure of chlorophyll and hemoglobin, That is the portion of blood that carries oxygen. The enzyme complexes, the complementary nutrients that surround chlorophyll are identical to those complexes that surround and feed and serve human blood. Chlorophyll is able to efficiently release magnesium, which is the center element, and to displace it with iron. In other words, chlorophyll is identical to human blood with one single exception. The center element in chlorophyll is magnesium, and the center element in blood is iron. Now, some researchers suggest that chlorophyll has the ability to release magnesium from its center and absorb iron, and thus become hemoglobin. Literally, become human blood. And this increases the ability of the body to carry oxygen. When the body is lacking the efficient distribution of oxygen, then many different disruptions within the body occur. In fact, when we create an environment where there is oxygen, we create an environment whereby aerobic bacteria, that is the friendly bacteria, the good bacteria like Acidophilus, Bifidobacteria, where these bacteria thrive. And this bacteria is a defender of the gut. And so when we take chlorophyll into our bodies, we create an environment where there is abundant ability to carry oxygen to the extremities. And when we absorb and carry more oxygen, we release more carbon dioxide, which reduces stress on the body, creates greater energy and endurance, and most importantly, creates an aerobic environment. And in an aerobic environment, disease cannot take a foothold. Disease cannot begin its incubation cycle. And it isn't just bacteria that lead to disease. These are also the bacteria that give us bad breath, that give us body odor, because these are dead, decaying, anaerobic bacteria. And when we have aerobic environment in our bodies, then the anaerobic bacteria no longer exist. They're eliminated from the body, and an extremely healthful environment is created. Now, when we take and eat a green food, a green vegetable, in effect, what we're doing is juicing. By chewing this vegetable, by chewing raw green food, we literally juice and spread those juices from those foods across the mucosa of the upper gastrointestinal tract. And these nutrients become immediately bioavailable. They go directly to the cellular level, where they become the building blocks and the catalysts. And those catalysts are very, very important, because many people consider only the nutrient value of food. But what you have to understand is that a food that acts as a catalyst could be hundreds, thousands of times more powerful than an individual vitamin or an individual mineral. As you can see, chlorophyll and other nutrients found in green foods are catalysts, and catalysts have a much more profound impact on the body than their individual value. And I want to illustrate the power of a catalyst. Anyone who's ever worked with a resin knows that a resin will be a viscous liquid, a clear viscous liquid, and until you put two or three drops of a catalyst into it, it will remain a clear and viscous liquid. In other words, it will flow easily. But with just two or three drops of catalyst into the resin, within moments it will become hard as a stone and virtually impenetrable by water. So if you've ever looked at a surfboard, you see that it's covered with resin. If a hole gets knocked in the surfboard, you need to immediately patch it with resin that's hardened with a catalyst. Now, that resin would have been liquid for 100 years, a gallon of liquid, and yet just three drops of a catalyst will permanently change that resin into something that it didn't resemble at all before. And so we see that foods, just a small amount of proper food, could initiate chemical reactions that will permanently change your life. They could virtually change something as profoundly as that resin was changed from a liquid into something harder than stone. Now, when we talk about chlorophyll, we must talk about enzymes. And the human body needs enzymes. When we take in plant sources like green food, they will contain enzymes, both antioxidant and digestive. In fact, green foods contain enzyme complexes that are identical to those enzyme complexes manufactured by the body. And this becomes vitally important when we realize that our bodies have a finite or limited ability to manufacture enzymes, that we are born with a bank of enzyme potential, and when that bank of enzyme potential has been depleted, death will result. Cooking and processing foods eliminates enzymes from the food that you eat, and only raw foods, only uncooked foods, unpasteurized foods contain those living enzymes, and there is no greater source of both digestive and antioxidant enzymes than green foods. Now, green foods, which contain chlorophyll, are abundant in antioxidant enzymes. And antioxidant enzymes are those enzymes that defend the plant from damage by the sun, from the fallout of ultraviolet and radioactive rays. These are quite similar to the rays, the ultraviolet and radioactive rays that we try to protect our skin from when we are exposed to the sun. Well, chlorophyll has an armor of enzymes capable of protecting it because its function is to interact with the sun. Another illustration of just how powerful chlorophyll and green foods are is an experiment that I remember from my high school science days. And in that experiment, they took a glass dome, and underneath the dome, they put a mouse and they put a candle. And this may seem cruel, but sometimes high school science classes are. Within a few moments, the candle had used all the oxygen in the dome, and the mouse began to die. So the illustration is that the candle, having used all the oxygen, eliminated the source of life for the mouse. Now, when the same experiment is recreated, and you simply put a mint plant, a small mint plant, under that dome, the candle burns, the mouse runs, and never is the oxygen depleted. This is how powerful green foods are, and this is a microcosm of the earth. Green foods are responsible for taking the byproduct of our breathing and the byproduct of heat and pollution, which are carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide, which the candle represent, and converting them into the oxygen, which gives us life. So again, we are born with a bank of enzyme potential, a finite ability to manufacture enzymes. It is our responsibility to consume foods capable of self-digestion, capable of not only digesting themselves, but contributing enzymes to the body to relieve stress, to help the body carry out other complex chemical reactions. So enzymes are the catalysts of the body. They're designer proteins, each one created by our body to carry out a specific function, a function so diverse and so complicated that we are not capable of manufacturing chemical substitutes. These must be taken by food. And they come in a complementary matrix. Where there is chlorophyll, there are enzymes. Where there are chlorophyll and enzymes, there are trace minerals. And trace minerals are the third phytochemical category that are incredibly unique to deep green leafy vegetables. Many major medical problems begin with mineral deficiencies. And the story of mineral deficiencies is a story of soil. Of soil that's depleted from topsoil erosion. Of soil that no longer has the minerals capable of sustaining life within the things that eat the food that's grown in that soil. So it's a spiral. It starts with mineral deficient soil, and that leads to mineral deficient food. And when we consume that food, we become mineral deficient people. Now in Utah, for 6,000 years, there was a freshwater lake. And each year for 6,000 years, as the snow melted on the surrounding peaks, it eroded the rocks and it took trace minerals from the surrounding volcanic mountains and it drew those trace minerals down into the valley. And each year the level of the lake would be raised an inch or two as the soil gathered and accumulated in that basin. And after 6,000 years of accumulation of this topsoil, of these valuable trace minerals from the surrounding mountains, the lake itself was overcome. In other words, the level of the siltation had risen so high that it in fact buried the lake underneath the land. We have rediscovered this ancient volcanic lake bed.
This is the end of side A. Please turn the cassette over to begin side B.